Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's true that some of the most beautiful films out there can leave you absolutely distraught at their endings. Characters you've come to love can suffer or die. A plot that seemed sad enough to start off with can get infinitely more upsetting, and everything that you think can go wrong can somehow go worse. Once you've hit rock bottom, some films prove that you can still go lower. All of this sadness, however, doesn't actually take away from the beauty of the film. In fact, sometimes it can add to it. It takes a really incredible bit of storytelling to break you down like that, leaving you as a husk of a person at the end. It's a chance for important tales to be told. Introspective and culturally reflective masterpieces can open our eyes to things we never considered. And at the end of the day, is a bit of pain not worth it for such an experience? When all is said and done, these are worth the watch, even if you do come out the other side a completely different person. With this being said, I'm Amy from What Culture, and here's 10 amazing films with soul-destroying endings. 10. Midsommar. Ari Aster has become known for his devastating films. His directorial debut, Hereditary, leaving some audiences in such a state of shock over that scene that they barely made it to the equally hopeless ending. Midsommar is no farther up the happiness scale, I'm afraid. The very first scene sets the tone for the film to come with the tragic death of her whole family, leaving main character Dani with no one but her awful boyfriend to support her. As the film progresses, we see not only all of the friends surrounding Dani being murdered, but her boyfriend also gaslight and betray her over and over again. By the time we reach the big finale, Dani is inconsolable. Where some people saw the ending of the film as some sort of triumph for Dani, and even a weird example of girl power, it was more a demonstration of the character's complete emotional breakdown. Her life is left completely at the mercy of this murderous cult. Her friends and family have all suffered brutal deaths, and as she is hailed as the May Queen, she smiles as she realizes she has absolutely nothing left to lose. 9. Sympathy for Mr. Vengeance. This 2002 South Korean thriller follows a factory worker, Ryu, as he attempts to facilitate a kidney transplant for his critically ill sister. After losing his job, all his money, and also his kidney, Ryu sets on a mission to kidnap the daughter of a wealthy company president. After finding that the young girl has been kidnapped, his sister commits suicide. And as if that wasn't bad enough, as Ryu buries his sister by a river they loved as children, the kidnapped girl slips into the water and drowns. Later, as the corpse of the young girl is found, her father sends investigators to find what happened. In the meantime, Ryu murders the gang who robbed him of his money and kidney, and the company president tortures Ryu's girlfriend to death before snatching Ryu himself. The film ends as the company president slash bereaved father dismembers Ryu's body and is then promptly killed by terrorist associates of Ryu's late girlfriend. It's the epitome of a hopeless tale, as no one gets out alive and no one actually achieves anything along the way. It's just one after another sad and futile death. 8. Relic. Some people are quick to dismiss horror, claiming that it doesn't work as a vector for more serious messages. And maybe that's why Relic has remained such an underrated film. Only released earlier this year, this film follows the slow decaying of an elderly woman, Edna, suffering with dementia. As her health declines, Edna begins to literally waste away in front of her family as her house simultaneously crumbles around them. Post-it notes stuck around the house remind her of simple things, whilst mold grows from every crack and crevice. Things are brought to a climactic end as a now zombie-like Edna picks at her rotting flesh and splintered bones, her family staring on in terrified awe. She points to one post-it note, only saying, "I am loved," and allows for her corpse-like body to be carried to bed by her daughter and granddaughter, where the rest of her skin and flesh peels away and she breathes her last breath surrounded by her family. It's such a chilling and heart-wrenching film because you're so unprepared for it. You sign up for a spooky, witchy horror and instead watch the decay of age slowly steal a family's loved one. A subtle scene at the end even hints that Edna's daughter will face the same fate, with a bruise on the back of her neck that will one day turn into the same rotting flesh. 7. Brazil. In this thinly veiled pseudo-rip-off of George Orwell's 1984, we follow an ordinary government-employed nobody, Sam, going about his life in a dystopian, authoritarian land. He dreams of being the hero to rescue a beautiful woman from some nondescript danger, and one day he actually gets the chance to become said hero by righting some of the wrongs of his unfair government. After meeting Jill, a lady who coincidentally resembles the woman of his dreams and is also on the government watch list, he does everything he can to get close to her. In the process, he takes a promotion purely to get her information, which, as it turns out, is pretty frowned upon. After finally getting together with Jill, he's arrested for treason and taken into a huge cylindrical room to be tortured, where he's also told that Jill died earlier whilst resisting arrest. Just in the nick of time, though, his resistance buddies come to save the day, killing his torturer and setting him free. Well, after a long, chaotic chase sequence, Sam falls through a coffin into a deep abyss, revealing that this whole time his escape has actually just been imagined. He's still confined to the chair, and it's implied that he's been lobotomized, now just living out what he believes is his great escape in his own head. 6. Grave of the Fireflies. If you've heard of this film, then the chances are that it's been accompanied by the words heartbreaking and absolutely soul-crushing. Well, it hasn't earned this reputation for nothing. The film tells the story of two siblings as they try to survive in battle-ravaged Kobe, Japan at the end of the Second World War. The opening of the film sees a groundskeeper sorting through the possessions of a dead young boy in a train station. The boy is Sata, and the spirit that emerges from a tin can he had with him is that of his younger sister, Setsuko. It's revealed that in the months prior to their deaths, the pair's house was destroyed and their mother killed by a firebomb. Sata tries his best to provide for his younger sister. He takes risks in dangerous areas, resorts to stealing, but she falls ill and a doctor confirms that it's due to malnutrition. One day, Sata returns to their hideout to find his younger sister hallucinating. He hurries to feed her, but she dies before he can. The ending moment is so bittersweet because they're at last reunited, healthy and well, but after such extreme hardship that saw both of them starve to death. It's heartbreaking to know that no matter how hard he tried, Sata couldn't keep his little sister alive, and both them and their entire family succumbed to a brutal war. 5. Do the Right Thing. This poignant and culturally significant film was released in 1989 by director Spike Lee, but it still resonates today. In the film, a wall of fame in a local pizzeria becomes a topic of contention. The Italian-American owner of the pizzeria, Sal, refuses to feature any black people on it despite those from the predominantly black community the shop resides in, most notably Mookie, a delivery driver for Sal, rallying him to do so. The pizza pizzeria owner's son is a known and very vocal racist, but his father refuses to move them out of the community despite his requests. One night, three local men demand the Wall of Fame be changed to include some black heroes. A fight subsequently breaks out after Sal smashes a boombox belonging to one man, Radio Raheem, and uses a racial slur against another. The police are called, and as we expect, things go downhill. Radio Raheem, a black man, is killed by police officers and the crowd destroys Sal's store. Whilst the narrative ends with Sal and Mookie partially reconciling, the film itself ends with a tribute to the families of six victims of police brutality. It's a stark reminder that outside of fiction, the real threat exists, and even now, decades after the film's release, its message is just as important and current. 4. The Machinist. This film is most commonly brought up when talking about Christian Bale's horrific weight loss in preparation for the role, dropping 60 pounds over a few months by only consuming cigarettes, coffee, and an apple every day. However, that is not the only depressing thing about this film. A skeletal Bale portrays Trevor, a factory worker with chronic insomnia who appears to be slowly losing his mind. Haunting notes appear on his fridge showing a slow game of hangman. He fears he's being tailed by a man named Ivan, who nobody has ever heard of. And the only respite he gets from the constant horror is spending time with Maria, a waitress he built a relationship with, and her young son. As his mind becomes increasingly muddled, he drives out to the restaurant where Maria works, only to be told that they never had an employee by that name. Distraught, he thinks that he sees Maria's son Nicholas being kidnapped by Ivan, but when he tails them, Nicholas disappears. It's revealed that a year prior, Trevor was involved in a hit and run in which he killed Nicholas as his mother watched on, and that this Ivan character is a manifestation of himself and his guilt. The sweet mother and son duo were only figments of his imagination when reality was too awful to bear, and Trevor has to live out the rest of his life knowing that he killed a young boy in a tragic accident. 3. Kes. Set in a rural mining town in the UK, Kes looks in on the life of a working-class family and their disengaged son, Billy. Even his own mother thinks that his life is going nowhere. One day, however, he takes a young kestrel from its nest and names it Kes. He gets a book on falconry, admittedly by stealing it, but it's the thought that counts, and begins to work hard at training the bird. His life starts to look as though he might have some prospects. He even gets applauded and praised by his English teacher after he manages to deliver a speech on falconry and his experience training Kes. Good things never last, though, and after he fails to place a bet that his brother asked him to, Billy's brother becomes enraged at missing his winning payout. In a fit of vengeful rage, Billy's older brother kills Kes and leaves him to bury the body overlooking the fields where they once trained. It's always sad enough when a pet dies in a film, but this ending is particularly upsetting because Kes was the only thing making Billy feel like his life was worthwhile, inspiring him to work hard at something and do better, only to have all that stripped away in a fit of vengeful rage. 2. Uncut Gems. This bumpy ride of a movie follows the exploits of gambling-addicted jewellery store owner Howard. He manages to smuggle a giant black opal out of Africa in hopes of selling it for around $1 million, making him able to clear huge debts he has to his loan shark brother-in-law, Arno. In a last-ditch attempt to make some more profits, he bets the money he received from the opal on a basketball game, locking Arno and his goons in the jewellery store with him so that they can't cancel his bet like they did last time. A tense match unfolds, and in a moment of bliss, Howard wins $1.2 million. But by this point, Arno's men are so frustrated that with absolutely no warning, they execute Howard and their boss too. After 2 hours of non-stop tension, it's a short, sharp shock that leaves audiences feeling unbelievably deflated. And number 1, Requiem for a Dream. Sarah and her son Harry have their lives far from on track. Whilst Harry, his girlfriend Marion, and their friend Tyrone traffic heroin, Sarah develops an addiction to amphetamines after a crash attempt at losing weight. Sarah's dream is to appear on TV fitting into the red dress she once wore for Harry's graduation. But even after her son pleads with her to stop taking the drugs, she continues, eventually developing psychosis as a result. In the meantime, whilst in pursuit of more heroin, Harry and Tyrone end up getting arrested, and Marion becomes catatonic after the trauma of being forced to sell her body. Sarah is taken into a mental institute where she curls up and dreams of winning a big game show, all glamorous and beautiful as her son watches on, happily married and successful. All the while, each of their dreams couldn't be further from the reality.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.